Straight after, bouncing around Melbourne, taking on the Fremantle Dockers, one of the assistant coaches of the Melbourne Football Club, kind enough to join us pre-game, Ben Matthews. Ben, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Ben, very well. Thanks so much for joining us pre-game. First and foremost, any late changes for your boys this afternoon?
No, nothing. We go in unchanged as planned. So, we've had a good couple of days up here. The weather's absolutely magnificent for the middle of winter. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
That was going to be my next question. Coming up here, it's a little bit warmer than it is down in Melbourne at the moment. Do you need a couple of days almost to acclimatise to the heat? And I guess you'd be thankful that you're not playing in the afternoon sun.
Mate, yeah, well, that's right. I mean, I think it's going to be mid-20s at about 7:30. So, look, it's really magnificent. We probably needed a couple of days to thaw out, let alone acclimatise, boys. So it's not real warm in Melbourne at the moment. But we've had a great partnership coming up here to the territory for the last few years. So, albeit we haven't won a hell of a lot up here, but we're looking to change that around hopefully tonight.
The coaching staff in shorts and shirts tonight?
No, we're in the dress pants and the polos. So,
oh, very formal.
We'll keep that formal and nothing changes there. So, look, you know, our boys are well prepared, as I'm sure Freo are after their bye. So, look, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. And they've still got, you know, I think, 13 or 14 of the players that took them to a lot of success over the last 3 or 4 years. So it's going to be a good challenge for our lads.
Ben, over that period of success, they've won 7 straight against you guys. What have you learnt out of those matches that you can hopefully turn around here tonight?
Well, out of that period, we've learnt that Sandilands and Fife have been pretty influential, boys, so, as they are against most teams. No, look, they're playing a little bit differently, aren't they? They're certainly, apart from the Collingwood game, their last game over in Melbourne on that Friday night, I mean, they've been previous to that playing pretty solid football. It looks like they've gone back to what served them so well, that really physical, accountable style of football. So, you know, we're preparing for their best. They've still got very good players on every line, and as most games are, they're going to be won or lost in the midfield. So we need to make sure we're right on song in the middle of the ground and giving our forwards opportunity and restricting good ball movement from Fremantle into our defence if they get it through. So, as usual, it's going to be won or lost through the middle of the ground, which is really where they've gotten on top of us and in the last sort of, you know, 2 or 3 times since I've been here.
I was really excited to see Jack Grimes in the team. Been an emergency 11 times this year. That's a lot of times to be just about in the side. What are you hoping to get out of Jack tonight?
No, look, just a good, solid performance, playing his role in the team is all we're asking, Jack. I mean, you're right, he's been, it would get frustrating after 11 times as an emergency, but he's such a great kid, great character, and he's a real pro. So he just keeps going, fronting up in the VFL week after week, and he's been playing at a really high level. Our VFL team's actually on top of the ladder down there, so... You know, it's been difficult for him to get a start, but he'll come in, he'll play wing, half forward, half back sort of roles, and which is where he's been playing in the VFL, and so it won't change too much for him. We're bringing him in, and he's in good form, which we're happy about.
You look at some of the young kids who are getting opportunities at the moment, Ben, and obviously 2016, you still want to go out on a high, but do you start to look ahead now to 2017 and giving some other players a go? I look at someone like Mitch White, who will play his first game for the year. You've got someone like Jaden Hunt, who his best career game last week, he's getting a game on a regular basis now.
Look, no doubt we've always got an eye on the future. I think every club's got an eye on the future at any given time. But we've got a philosophy. I mean, games are earned, not given. So it's really about Mitch White's earned his game. Jaden Hunt at the start of the year when he came in the side and earned his game. Young Wagner earned his game and he's out injured at the moment. But they've all come in and got in because they earned their game. So that's a really strong thing. I mean, too often in the past, and I've only been here for 2 years, boys, but players have just been given games and gifted games, and that's not the way to build really strong, hardened teams that, you know, strive for success. You take things for granted when you're given games. So these guys that get games in the latter parts of the year they'll have earned them. And I mean, we've got Brayshaw in the reserves, we've got Oliver who's out of the side at the moment. In the reserves, who good young players, Salem as well, who, you know, we've got really, really high opinions of, but they're going to have to earn their way into the team.
Ben, really appreciate your time. Pre-game, good luck tonight. We're really looking forward to what should be an exciting contest.
Good on you, fellas. Thank you.
Ben Matthews, assistant coach from the Melbourne Football Club.